State Farm. This is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica, Jerry Newman. Does State Farm offer more discounts to more drivers?
Yep, like the good driver discount.
So it's for good but not great drivers?
No, Jerry. There's also the multi-line discount.
For calling from multiple lines while driving.
You should never use a phone while driving.
I only make calls from my car when I'm stuck in a ditch or something.
Are you in a ditch?
Yes, I am.
State Farm offers more discounts to more drivers than any other insurance company. Get to a better state.
Give me a call. Your good neighbor State Farm agent, Susan Casper, at 659-5678.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one source for the latest news in Clinton and surrounding counties. But that's not all we have to offer. Listen to archived audio from the past five programs on the Party Line program every day. Plus, make sure you chime in our weekly poll question at the bottom of the page. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper.
Here's Dave Ramsey with today's Ramsey Reality Check.
Adults devise a plan and follow it. Children do what feels good. Now, there are children that are 58 years old, and there are grown-ups that are 25 years old. Adults devise a plan and follow it. They live with a sense of intentionality. They do things on purpose instead of by impulse. And that's called being a grown-up.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays 4 to 5 on WILO.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I liked things to always be the same. Anything new or different would scare and upset me. I was very sensitive to lights and sounds. It was almost like I had bigger eyes and ears than everyone else. So I built secret hiding places where nothing could get in. I didn't like looking people in the eye. It made me feel uncomfortable. I'd throw big tantrums over little things, like when my socks didn't match. Sometimes I'd do the same things over and over. Until one day, I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
You can see signs of autism in children as young as 18 months. Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
WILO and Casper Media are members of the exclusive International Broadcasters Idea Bank. Casper Media and 99 other broadcasters from around the world come together to trade ideas on how to better serve our communities and our listeners. A member of the International Broadcasters Idea Bank since 1991, Casper Media has hosted the Idea Bank convention throughout the years. Casper Media and Idea Bank, constantly working to better serve you. Depend on WILO.
Big deals.
Looking for more ways to save money? Aren't we all? Jenny here. Shop your local Big Deals online store. You'll find gift certificates to all kinds of local businesses, places where you already shop, restaurants you already love, and great local entertainment. The best part? All of these gift certificates are on sale at discounted prices. Get them for yourself or buy them as a gift. Shop and save. You'll be glad you did.
Just click on the Big Deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
Welcome back to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by your State Farm insurance agent, Susan Casper. I'm your host, Ken Hartman. Many thanks to George Gilbert from Clinton Central for being our first guest of the night, of the afternoon, the morning, I should say. Now we're going to turn things over to Blake Betzner from Carroll. Blake, good morning. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Doing just fine. You guys kind of lost a heartbreaker, I take it, last night.
Oh, yeah. It was it was one that, you know, it's hard to wake up the next morning, you know, as a coach. It's like, oh, you know, the things you could have changed or done just a little bit different could have been, you know, difference in the score. But, you know, it's good. I mean, those games are good. Gets kids prepared, you know, for those close games. We haven't had a close game for a while. So it was a good learning experience from it. So we're going to take the things we can learn from it and move on.
And of course, now you got Sheridan next on the list.
Yep, they're playing well. Excited to go. We talked about last week. Excited just to go play them. I know what they're going to do, and we just got to stop it. I mean, and move the ball some. So we're excited about playing them.
You know, and you got another incentive is a conference title kind of hangs in the balance of this game too.
Yeah, and that was the even sicker part for us last night after the heartbreaker, learning that Sheridan beat Eastern, and, you know, to be able to go play there and, you know, be on the, you know, win and you're in type deal. Now it changed a little bit, but yeah, it was, just seeing that and understanding how close we are to being, you know, where we want to be at the, you know, top of the conference. So, it was kind of a heartbreaker when, you know, it was nice to see Sheridan winning, but it was a kind of a heartbreaker too, knowing, you know, we could have went in there and been really fighting for that conference championship.
Who are the kids who played well for you both ways last night?
Defensively, we played really well. If our offense could get out of the way of itself sometimes, we'd be really good on that side of the ball. We put them in bad positions all night, and they just played really well.
They got in the way of themselves. Turnovers, penalties, or a combination of all that, or what?
Well, yeah, just bad. A lot of bad decisions. With turnovers. So we were up 7-0 early. We got an interception, returned about the 30, threw the ball pretty good, ran a play. We had two guys running free. We threw it to a guy that wasn't even really on the route, threw an interception. They took it back. So we had guys standing alone in the end zone. They could have went up 14-0 there. And so we just seem to do that to ourselves sometimes offensively.
So, now's the time to get those cleaned up, because we definitely want to have those cleaned up by the time postseason runs around.
Oh, yeah, no, and I think that's that's really what we're gearing down on, just, again, simplifying the playbook and really just, you know, perfecting everything we do.
Did you come out healthy last night?
We did. We had a little, one of our big things, you know, Chris Wertz is a big piece for us, and when I came in at halftime, they told me he was a no-go for second half. So that changed a lot pretty quick. But he should be – I texted him last night, and he's feeling better. So I think he'll be good for next week. But, yeah, that changed a lot when that kid goes down.
What is there any one or two things that you want to make sure you get fixed this weekend heading into the tournament?
Not really. I mean, we got to get better offensively. But, I mean – The schemes are there. I think we're good. We just got to start perfecting them a little bit better. And it's kind of been our snag all years. Our defense has been carrying us, and offense needs to get there. And, you know, I think we're close. It's just we got about 2 weeks to be able to really get where we need to be.
Is there anything you think can kickstart that or help get it going along a little bit better than what it's going right now?
Some of our issues is, and just like any 1A football team, like last night, playing Clinton Prairie. I mean, Clinton Prairie is a good team. They're a good football team. They do a lot of things that cause a lot of problems. I mean, they're physical. They spread you out. They went no huddle all night. That's one thing I'm proud of the kids. They went no huddle all night. We didn't have one missing defensive assignment. That's unbelievable.
That's great. That's great at this level.
It is. It was really good, but Clinton Prairie put us in a lot of bad positions, and our kids just did a really good job. So, but I think just continuing working on, well, what I was saying was with the 1A stuff, we had some tired kids that were going both ways. You know, we're looking up, we're playing a freshman lineman, which did a really nice job on film, but, you know, hadn't played all year, but we're beat. You know, they're running all over the field on offense and defense, and, just continuing that depth. When we first started talking this year, we talked about by week 8, week 9, we got to move those kids that are just JV guys or JV varsity guys. They got to be full-time varsity guys by week 8 or 9 because they're going to have to play.
Is your depth well enough right now that it'll help you get through some things if somebody, say, gets hurt or you're not having a very good night?
Yeah, and that's another thing last night. This the grown-up part of it, when Chris Huerta went down, he was a big piece defensively with our scheme. And we reps are hard to come by when you have a scheme and one guy's a really big part of that scheme. And we moved three guys around and we didn't give up a point in the second half. So, guys is, you know, got very limited, snaps, you know, during practice. Owen Harsh is a kid that hadn't played, you know, he'd been rotating. Maybe, you know, he probably got 15, 20 snaps in defense this week and had to play the whole second half and played unbelievably. So, we're just got a grown-up group. You know, they know the rules. They come in. You don't really see them miss beat other than you know that some guys are in there that haven't been in there during the year.
Okay. All right. Anything else you want to bring up before I let you go?
No, the one thing I am really proud of the kids, this kind of happened with Eastern, you know, first part of the year, and I thought we kind of just came out second half really flat, didn't fight back, you know, kind of gave in a little bit, and that we didn't do that last night. It was a really fun high school football game to be at, to be part of. Kids played hard. It was energy to the last second. So we're getting there with the, you know, physicality and intensity levels. They understand how important this is.
Okay. Blake, and you know, unfortunately, you're about two points short, but we'll see what next week brings, and we'll hopefully get a chance to talk to you again next week, okay?
Yep. Have a good one. Thank you.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was Blake Betzner, the head football coach over at Carroll High School. He's been on the phone with us for a few minutes here, talking about last night's game with Clinton Prairie. And let's take a look at scores from last night, if we can, before we get to our next guest. In the Sagamore last night, North Montgomery defeated Frankfort by a score of 22-12. Danville beat up on Western Boone pretty good last night, 34-13. Lebanon blanked Southmont 40-0. And Tri-West defeated Crawfordsville 53-14. Frankfort's got a chance to get on the winning side of things next week. They're on the road at Crawfordsville, 7 o'clock next weekend. Crawfordsville's lost 19 in a row as of right now, and Frankfort's lost the last five, of course, and they started the year 2-0. Other big game next week in the Sagamore is Lebanon plays at Western Boone. That should be kind of a fun game to see how that comes out. Who's your heartland from last night? Lots of good action last night. Delphi defeated Clinton Central in triple overtime by a score of 34-26. Sheridan defeated Eastern in overtime 14-7, as we were just talking to Blake. Clinton Prairie, we'll have Raymond Jones on here in a couple minutes. Clinton Prairie defeated Carroll by a score of 14-12, and Tri-Central ran over Taylor by a score of 49-18. So next week, we've got some real good games. As we said, Tri-Central's at Clinton Central, Eastern's over at Prairie, and Carroll's at Sheridan next week. So standings in the Hoosier Heartland right now, Eastern and Sheridan are at the top of the league with 5-1 records in the conference, followed by Delphi and Clinton Prairie. Both are 4-2, and Carroll sitting down there at 3-2. That's how the Hoosier Heartland looks right now. Over in the Hoosier Conference last night, nothing exciting really happened outside of one game. We'll get to that here in a second. Central Catholic defeated Benton Central 51-0. It was West Lafayette. They're still undefeated. They're now 8-0. They blanked Twin Lakes 56-0. The big game last night saw Western in Tipton's undefeated season right now. They defeated the Blue Devils 14-7. Hamilton Heights shut out Cass 34-0. And Rensselaer defeated Northwestern by a score of 43-8. The games for next week are not really set for yet because we're looking at how the conference pans out and who's played who already this year. And they'll just go from there. And it should be announced, I'm going to guess, maybe later today or the first part of the week. Over in the Hoosier Crossroads last night, Zionsville, a free scoring game. This might have been fun to go watch. They defeated Avon 52-49. Sounds like a basketball score, doesn't it? But that was what happened last night. Westfield defeated Fishers 34-14. Hamilton Southeastern defeated Franklin Central 35-7. And Brownsburg defeated Noblesville by a score of 42-21. The real big game in there next week is at Hamilton Southeastern plays at Brownsburg. And they are both 5-1. They're both looking up at Westfield, who's sitting at the top of the conference at 6-0. All right, scores from outside those conferences from last night. We had Lafayette Jeff over Logansport 43-21. Harrison defeated Kokomo 35-14. McCutcheon down Muncie Central 17-7. It was Attica over South Newton 14-12. North Newton defeated North White by a score of 38-13. It was North Vermillion over Fountain Central 34-14. Pioneer defeated Culver 28-6. Seeger topped South Vermillion by a score of 24-12. It was Covington over Tri-County 50-21. And West Central defeated Frontier by a score of 43-8. That was high school football action for you last night. We're not 100% sure yet of who we're going to be covering next Friday night. And we'll get out there for you as soon as we possibly can. We're going to take a break right now and try and get a hold of Raymond Jones. You're listening to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by your State Farm insurance agent, Susan Casper.
Life insurance is one of those subjects that make people want to change the subject, rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on, by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance, or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on with your family. Call State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort at 765-659-5678 and put the life back in life insurance.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one source for the latest news in Clinton and surrounding counties. But that's not all we have to offer. Listen to archived audio from the past five programs on the Party Line program every day. Plus, make sure you chime in our weekly poll question at the bottom of the page. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper.
Here's Dave Ramsey with today's Ramsey Reality Check.
The young lady had called me up a few months ago from South Carolina. She wants to go to Ole Miss and pay four times the tuition because she's out of state instead of going to South Carolina in-state. Why? I asked her. The houses around Ole Miss, it's such a pretty town.
It is very pretty.
No! It's a pretty town. You're killing me here.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays 4 to 5 on WILO.
WILO and Casper Media are members of the exclusive International Broadcasters Idea Bank. Casper Media and 99 other broadcasters from around the world come together to trade ideas on how to better serve our communities and our listeners. A member of the International Broadcasters Idea Bank since 1991, Casper Media has hosted the Idea Bank convention throughout the years. Casper Media and Idea Bank, constantly working to better serve you. Depend on WILO.
Listen to all that cash I saved shopping at my local big deal store. I know what you're thinking. Jenny, tell me more. Well, this is a secret I love sharing. Shop your local big deal store from your phone, computer, or tablet for gift certificates at discounted prices. Automotive, pets, retail, groceries, entertainment, outdoor, restaurants, services, travel, health, beauty. It's all there. Shop and soon you'll be saving, too.
Just click on the Big Deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
As an 18-year-old, I let my mistakes kind of take over my life. I was 0.5 credits away from completing high school, and I didn't do it.
10 years later, at age 28, Jackie finished her high school diploma.
When I found out that I was pregnant, I know that I had to do something for myself if I wanted to make her a better person and provide a better life for her. My family never stopped pushing for me to be better because they knew what I could become and who I could become as a person. My support team is amazing. The educational director, my sister, and even my 7-year-old daughter has just been more than the support that I could ask for. I've been given an opportunity, and I'm just thankful for it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by your State Farm insurance agent, Susan Casper. I'm your host, Ken Hartman. Before we get to our next guest, we just found out that we're going to be having the Eastern Clinton Prairie game here on WILO next Friday night. Kickoff will be 7 o'clock. And over on Hoosierland TV, it'll be Carol and Sheridan going at each other. So that's a perfect segue into our next guest, who's Raymond Jones, the head coach of Clinton Prairie. Raymond, good morning. How you doing?
Hey, good morning. We're doing well.
And you, I know you got to be feeling real good after last night.
Yeah, we you know, big game last night, big win for our team. It's one of those games you talk about, total group effort. You know, our kids, our scout team kids all week helped our varsity guys, you know, get looks and get set, get prepared. And last night they came out and executed and played a good game and were able to get the victory.
And now you got another team who's kind of in the same mold as Carroll because you get the Eastern on Friday night.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a good Eastern team also. So, you know, this is a perfect way. We talked about it before, but, you know, our season ends with some really good teams that make you prepare and make you play. And that just gets us ready for the sectional the following week.
How far has this team come in your mind since the start or the first couple weeks of the season?
You know, with losing our first game, you know, and then get to play Frankfort week two, and to where we are now, we've grown a lot. We got a long way to go, and you know, but you know, a coach is never happy. Our kids are in this morning watching film, but I mean, we have had a lot of guys step up. We have a ton of depth and people who are just coming out of the woodwork to, you know, play and be prepared and ready to step in when their number's called. And that's been big for us. And we got a lot of young guys who are filling in big roles and taking that on as well. So they've grown a tremendous amount this season.
You know, and especially at this time of the year when you, if somebody goes down or is not playing well, you got people can fill in.
Absolutely. I mean, that's huge at a 1-2A level. Having depth where you can trust somebody, you know, when you have one or two people who can fill in for any spot, I mean, that's huge at this level, and you don't have a drop in production and productivity.
What's been, you know, is the key just playing solid at both ends of the field, or just the fact that you're, you know, you've done something a little bit better offensively or defensively since the start of the year?
Well, we made a lot of mistakes along the way with some youth being out there and just some mental stuff. And, you know, last night we gave up a touchdown right out the gate to Carroll on a blown coverage where we just – technique wasn't great. And we worked on it. We fixed it, and it was much better after that. You know, I think that's the big thing. Our kids are learning. They want to know. They want to grow. And they take that in every day, and that helps us continue to head in the right direction. And our defense, I mean, our defense last night was phenomenal. Our kids really, you know, they're a heavy run team a lot of times, and we had a good plan coming in. Our kids were physical, they were aggressive, and they were able to stop some of the things that they've had a lot of success on in the past.
Who were the keys on defense for you last night?
Our defensive line up front was very strong. And then, you know, we had two guys on the edge who were kind of helping stop a little bit of a sweep action. Drew Blacker and Caden Mullendore, our two middle linebackers with Connor Cobb and Jacob Wilson, and then rotating in Seth Whitlock. Those guys really helping clean things up after our front kind of slowed things down, got a little penetration. And then Jevin Dean did a great job last night from a safety position to come downhill hard and really set an edge and make some good tackles to help, you know, minimize gains.
And also your offense got just enough points last night, didn't they?
We did. We got just enough. We had a big stop on a two-point conversion late in the game. Clayton Perkins did a great job defensively. After giving up a big yardage gain, a little mental mistake, came back in a huge moment, made a great play on that 2 point to keep it, you know, to keep us the lead, which was huge. But it was a defensive game, in my opinion, all around, both sides, their side as well. I mean, they limited us in the run game. They really made us work in the run game, and we were able to squeak out just enough in the passing game to keep drives going and keep momentum on some things. So, you know, they played well. They're a great team. You know, they're well coached. You know, Coach Betzner has done a fantastic job up there, and he's, you know, they got a great program, classy kids, and they're just, it's a fun game to play in when you get coaches and kids who are like that.
Now you get to go ahead and play somebody who's been at the top of the league for a while. Now you got a chance to decide, at least have a part in how the league turns out for the year.
Absolutely. And you know, I saw, if you look at, you know, if Carroll's able to beat Sheridan and we can, you know, we get a victory against Eastern, there's a 5-way tie in the conference. So, you know, and there's a lot of things got to fall the right way to make that happen. But, you know, being at week 9 in the season and you can say that, hey, you have a chance, I mean, that's something to play for. That, you know, that's something to do, and that gives you that drive that, you know, and that's right where you want to be in a program and where our kids need to be competing for things. So it's a great opportunity to play a really good team as we head into our sectional.
I know, obviously, as you head towards this time of the year, and then, of course, get the sectional next week, every week after that, you know, turnovers are always key, but was there one other key that you like to focus on that really you think your kids have done well and need to continue to do well to go on a little ways in the tournament?
You know, I think as we continue on, just continuing to do our daily things, doing things the right way, just builds at this time of year when you can, when your routines, you don't lose focus on those, you have intent behind each drill and each rep. You know, and then that just goes with limiting mistakes on other things. And if you can keep that going into this time of year and then into the tournament, I mean, I really feel that that's what helps get teams to where they need to be at the end of the year to compete for that sectional title.
Okay. You come out healthy last night?
Yeah, we did. We did. Our kids played hard, you know, besides the normal bumps and bruises, everybody's healthy, which is a great thing. Going into this time of year with a full squad is great, so.
Okay. Anything else you want to add or bring up before I let you go?
No, hey, I just thank you for having us on. You know, excited for our team. Last night's win was a great win. Our kids are excited. So just excited to play another good team this week and keep things rolling.
And you get to play them at home, too, which definitely helps.
Absolutely. Senior night, that's going to be, recognize these seniors who, this is, you know, this senior group's the first group that I came in when they were freshmen. So it's special when you see that group grow from, you know, the first day in high school to getting to walk across the track there on senior night. So we're excited for that.
Okay. Raymond, congratulations on last night. Best of luck to you, and we'll probably talk to you again next week, okay?
Hey, perfect. Thank you.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye. That was Raymond Jones, the head football coach over Clinton Prairie. He's been our guest. We've got about, a little over 6 minutes left in the program. So 659-3338 and 1-800-447-4463 are the numbers. If you got anything you want to talk about, you can call us, and we'll talk about it for a few minutes here. Let's look at some pro sports from last night. Major League Baseball are in the playoffs right now on the American League side of things. Houston defeated the White Sox by a score of 9-4, and Boston defeated Tampa Bay 14-6. They'll both play on Sunday next. Tampa Bay goes to Boston for a 4:07 game on Sunday afternoon. That series is tied at a game apiece. Houston is in Chicago for an 8:07 game, and Houston can wrap up the best of five as they lead that series 2-0. In the National League playoff series, Atlanta lost to Milwaukee yesterday by a score of 2-1. The Braves now, Milwaukee leads that series 1-0. And the Dodgers lost to the Giants 4-0 in the opening game of that series on the coast. San Francisco leads that series 1-0. Next up for both those, they will both be playing today. Atlanta and Milwaukee goes at 5:07 as they try to even up that series. That'll be on TBS. And then also at 9:07 on TBS. The Dodgers and the Giants get together, and that game was also on TBS tonight. Let's take a look at some college football. The only thing of note from two games of note from last night. Number 5, Cincinnati just absolutely pounded Temple 52-3 last night. And 22nd-ranked Arizona State defeated Stanford on the coast last night 28-10. Big Ten action for the day today on Fox. Starting at noon, you'll have Maryland and Ohio State. You'll have Michigan State at Rutgers at noon on BTN. Also today in the Big Ten, you have Wisconsin at Illinois. That's a 3:30 start on BTN. It should be interesting to see how that game goes after Illinois won a big one 2 years ago and Wisconsin blew them out last year. So it'll be interesting to see how that goes. Of course, the real big game today is number 4 Penn State at number 3 Iowa. That's a 4:00 start on Fox. And then also tonight, on ABC, you've got the number 9, Michigan, is at Nebraska. People are thinking this game's going to be close. I'm not so sure it's going to be all that close. I'm still not real impressed with Nebraska, though. Maybe they're getting there. I just haven't seen it yet, so we'll have to see what happens. But kickoff out in Lincoln tonight at 7:30, and it'll be on ABC. Several national games of note today. At noon, the Red River rivalry on ABC as Texas and Oklahoma play each other. That's a noon kickoff on ABC. At noon on ESPN, we got a big game of two former unbeatens that got pounded pretty good last week as Arkansas is at Ole Miss this afternoon. Then Penn State Iowa game. I was looking for something else here. There we go. Notre Dame is at Virginia Tech. That could be an interesting game tonight. 7:30. It's on the ACC network. Notre Dame not got an easy game to come back to after they lost to Cincinnati, or lost to Cincinnati last week. Another big game tonight is 8:00 on CBS is Alabama at Texas A&M. Texas A&M has basically underperformed an awful lot so far this year. It'll be interesting to see how they handle things. It's an 8:00 kickoff on CBS. At 8:00 on Fox is Utah at USC. That'll be a fun one to watch. And also, coming up later tonight, you have a game also on ESPN is UCLA at Arizona. That's at 10:30. And Memphis and Tulsa on ESPN2. That's a 9:00 kickoff for that one. NFL action for this week. Tomorrow's game on Fox at 1:00. It'll be Green Bay at Cincinnati. That should be an interesting game. We'll see if the Bengals have grown as much as everybody seems to think they have. And we'll see if the Packers can continue on their roll right now after their embarrassing start to the year that they have. Bears are in Las Vegas to play the Raiders. It's a 4:05 kickoff on CBS. That should be an interesting game. Of course, the big game tomorrow is Cleveland and Los Angeles. That'll be a big one tomorrow afternoon at 4:05 on CBS. And also another big game out on Fox at 4:25 has San Francisco at Arizona. The NBC game on tomorrow night has Buffalo at Kansas City. That should be a fun game to watch as Chiefs try to keep going, and Buffalo is getting much, much better as the season goes along. Of course, Monday night, the Colts are over at Baltimore. They face the Ravens. That's an 8:15 start. That'll be another interesting game to see how well the Colts put it together and if they can play against the Ravens at all on Monday night. But that's where that one sits. And I got one other thing I want to get to here. The Final Fours for the men's and women's college basketball tournament could be held in the same city. As according to the NCAA, which says both Division I committees have begun looking at that possibility, the governing body for college sports said the recommendation came from a gender equity review. They stressed no final decisions was made, and it could happen. It won't happen until at least 2027. That's because both tournaments have host cities in place through 2026. It comes as March Madness will be used to describe both basketball tournaments going forward. NCAA announced the Division I women's basketball tournament will be used March Madness and branding starting with next year's NCAA tournament. So that's where that sits. So I'm going to wrap it up for this week. You know, thanks to all of our guests. We had George Gilbert from Clinton Central, Blake Betzner from Carroll, and Raymond Jones from Clinton Prairie. So that's going to wrap it up for this week. So until next week, this is Ken Hartman saying so long, take care, and have a great week. Bye-bye.
This has been Inside the Huddle on WILO, brought to you by Susan Casper of State Farm Insurance in Frankfort. Join us next Saturday at 9 a.m. for another edition of Inside the Huddle on WILO.